So, Jim? Any questions?
Mike, obviously, what happened to Sean Taylor, and the subject is back, if you guys want to do this a few months ago, do you reach out to the Redskins? Do they reach out to you to, on how to deal with things like that?
Well, I think Dan Snyder talked to Pat Bowlen about some of the things we did and what we went through. And, you know, like, you know, I talked to Mike Nolan, obviously, after the situation happened in San Francisco. And so, yeah, I think you do try to communicate with people that have gone through a similar situation and try to do the best job you can trying to handle a situation that is very tough, very tragic.
Any word from the NFL on track?
No.
Mike, your offense has been decidedly better than the last three or four weeks. The short list of reasons, and how big of a factor is Tony Scheffler? It seems like Cutler's very comfortable out there.
You know, we've been talking about this, I think, through the first eight games, that, you know, when you average, you know, what we're averaging rushing the football and average what we're doing throwing the football, that what you have to do is you have to eliminate penalties. You know, you have to take advantage of opportunities once you get in the red zone. You know, I knew it was going to come with points, and I'm just hoping that we can play a little bit more consistently throughout the end of the season, like we have in the last three games. But you got a lot of guys in new positions, and when you do have a lot of guys in new positions, sometimes you'll stub your toes here and there. I think we feel a lot more comfortable about each other. We're kind of, you know, everybody makes mistakes, you don't make mistakes, but we're getting a few more big plays, and that comes feeling comfortable with each other.
How do you assess the Raiders since the first time you played them?
Pardon me?
How do you assess the Raiders now since the first time you played them?
Well, you know, take a look at a team that's, you know, fifth in the National Football League rushing the football compared to, I think they were dead last year, so, you know, that's a big improvement. And, you know, what's hurt them is turnover ratio. I think they're 3-1 when they got a positive turnover ratio, and the 0-7 or whatever it is when they don't. So anytime you make mistakes, you're going to lose some football games, but they're a much, much improved football team. And, you know, we know what we got to get done, and I'm sure they're going to thrive off, you know, their last game because they found a way to win in Kansas City, and I'm sure they're feeling good about themselves as well.
Mike, is it taking your offensive line a little while? You lose two figures like Nayland and Hamilton. I mean, is there a natural process that just takes time?
Everything takes time. You know, you got new wide receivers, you got a new tight end, you got new right tackle, different center, different left guard, different quarterback, different fullback, different tailback. And you can go through everybody if you want to, but, you know, bottom line is, we talked about before, we were moving the football. I said the points would come. You know, they have come. Hopefully we can keep it going.
How healthy is your backfield right now, Selden Young?
We'll find out more today. Both guys are going to practice today, and if there's no setback, hopefully they'll be able to go on Sunday. Anything else?
Do you anticipate being able to get more production on Javon Walker this week?
I really don't know until he practices. You know, obviously playing the game mostly on third downs and went in for Brandon a couple times, Stokely. But I'm sure he'll feel a lot better this week than he did last week, and we'll evaluate him this week in practice, and Stokely's a little banged up, so he'll get a chance to get a few more reps in practice, and hopefully there's no setback there, so he feels like he's 100% ready to go. Anything else?
Mike, why is Brandon Marshall becoming more dominant receiver this season, the second year?
Well, he couldn't do it in college. I mean, he's got to have his opportunity. Well, number one, he's a starter. He's got an opportunity to play more. And you get those opportunities, you're going to either take advantage of them or you're not. And, you know, he's done a great job of learning to be a pro. I see him improving every day, not only as a receiver, but his work ethic, his preparation, just trying to be a pro football player. And, you know, that's half the battle for some of these guys with a lot of talent. They've got to learn to be a pro, and he's made some big strides over the last year. Especially for a guy that wasn't even in camp. You know, if you remember, he had the injury, and for a guy not even going through camp and the mini camps, you know, he's made some tremendous strides. Anything else?